know, the dogs and the and the chickens and the lions. Must be time.
Why
are
you
injured?
Yeah, I sit and the words keep coming.
And now it's time for another episode of Brain Injury Radio. Brain Injury Radio is sponsored by the TBI Support Network.
Find them on the web at www.tbisn.com.
And now, Brain Injury Radio.
And now the best of Brain Injury Radio.
Please be advised this is pre-programmed and thank you for listening to Brain Injury Radio.
Yeah, right. It's not really pre-programmed. We're programming it as we speak. This is your regular hump night host, Kim Justice. Welcome to Brain Injury Radio. I want to thank Shannon Marie, one of our newer hosts, newest host, I guess, effectively tonight. She'll be on the first and third Saturdays of each month, and her show will be going a little bit longer. It was 90 minutes tonight. Until she gets in the groove of doing her show, we might play a little bit of music after, like this, and finish a little bit of chat. But look forward to hearing Be Positive about keeping a positive attitude, which is something we can all use, right? So I wanted to play a song that I think I've only played once, because people get used to my playlist. I get used to my playlist on my own show, Recovery Now. And most of those are more mellow kinds of songs, even though there's all genres of music. You know, they're all kind of heartfelt songs. And I'm not saying this isn't, but I played it one time and I'm going to play it again because I liked the title of it. And so I got a hold of the artist quite some time ago. Really nice guy, Zeb Christensen. And as long as I called it Smooth Grooves, I thought I'd start you out with this.
Separate myself from the world.
Yeah.
Yeah. Greenman for Silence. I can certainly relate to the concept, that's for sure. And that's Zeb Christensen. You can find him on Reverb Nation under Screaming for Silence, or I know if you like that song, and he'd probably love to hear from you, you can go to facebook.com, Z as in Zebra, E-B-C-H-R-I-S-T-E-N-S-E-N, I just put it in the chat, and tell him you enjoyed hearing Screaming for Silence on Brain Injury Radio. That's a new one on you. So much for smooth grooves. As we roll into Sunday morning in some parts of the country, in fact, on the East Coast, we're 6 minutes into it. About an hour for me and the guy with the new wheels has another few hours before midnight where he's at. In any case, let's see, Saturday night, I have a sore throat, am coming down with a cold, or I would have been able to go see my good friend tonight at a restaurant that I like a lot, and it's a good venue, really good venue, but didn't work out for that restaurant, and so this is the last night that John Cruz is going to be playing at McKenna's. Blues, cruise, and barbecue. No, let me think of that. I always post the T-shirt on this. But anyway, McKenna's, we're sorry to see you go. John, sorry I couldn't be there to hear you tonight. And hope to see you on the down low soon when I can actually swallow and not be in my jammies to go out. That's a good thing about this interactive radio, internet late at night. I didn't have to dress up to come, and I would have had to. So in honor of who I'm missing, seeing this in person, maybe I shouldn't have set this show. Let's see, Craig said that most songs are 3.5 minutes. He's got a 5-minute song and an 8-minute song. Let's see, which one do you guys think? Eight or five? How about, wow, sounds like there's a firearm going on outside. 5. Okay. This is King of Broken Hearts by John Cruz Blues. You can find him at johncruzblues.com. That's C-R-E-W-S. Sorry to miss you in person, John, but here's one for you.
And now the broken heart is me.
That was John Cruise with King of Broken Hearts by John Cruise Blues. You can find him at reverbnation.com/John Cruise Blues or facebook.com/John Cruise Blues or on his website, www.johncruiseblues. Notice a common theme going on there? Yeah. He's playing live tonight. I was supposed to be there. I'm not. I'm bummed, but I'm really glad to be here with you guys tonight. Really glad to welcome Shannon Marie and Be Positive on the first and third Saturday of each month, and she'll be extended into this time eventually once she learns the ropes, but she did a good job for 90 minutes tonight, and so I'm spinning us into Sunday. Where was that? Where? Omaha, Nebraska. That's where me and John Cruise are from. Somebody said they liked the blues, and as long as we were on the subject, we'll go with Honey Boy Turner.
Woke up this morning my baby, my money, and my car were gone. I'm sitting here wondering what to tell my wife when I get home. Woke up this morning with them blues for Omaha. Woke up this morning with them blues for Omaha. Ain't got no bus ticket, and damn it, my baby ran off with my car.
Yeah. Okay. Well, too bad you guys don't all have these songs with your town's name in them. Our fearless leader has one, but it's not really a song. It's a jingle to an old sitcom with Eddie Albert and Ava Gabor. I always thought she was cuter than Zsa Zsa. She's still alive? Yeah. He doesn't get it. That's okay. Tracy, I might as well tell Tracy and Les at the same time, and then I'll open the mic or play another song and then open the mic. But, you know, we've been talking a lot about energy and electromagnetic transmissions and pulses and how they're dangerous to us. Our cell phones can have the possibility of creating tumors in our brain and all of the waves all over everywhere. This, though, my guest this Wednesday night, Tracy, you might know him, Mike Carey, and have some feedback. He's into alternative medicine in a big way, and he believes people are made of electricity, and phone lines and or Skype are made of electricity, and that you can read a body. It's the show is on cellular memory. But yeah, cellular memory, we are all energy, and the premise behind cellular memory is that your body stores in the cells every experience that you've ever had. And the rule of thought is that the traditional medical model puts a Band-Aid on it and treats symptoms. And he likes to treat the cause. So by being able to tap into your cellular memory, he can find causes for a lot of different maladies. And so that should be a very interesting show this Wednesday night on Recovery Now, Mike Carey. A couple weeks, Dr. Maria Romanis is going to get back. And I'm sorry, Les, but I won the argument. It's going to be on, dang, I wish I had her professional terminology. I always paraphrase her with something goofy, but it's the one about outbursts, emotional outbursts, and bouncing off the walls, but she called it something, as opposed to the nice topic you wanted to have. I wanted to get down and dirty with her about emotion regulation and what we can do about that, because, you know, there can be a tendency for some of us to go off the rails from time to time after we've taken our bean to the head, and Dr. Maria is going to talk to us about that. So, there you are, Les Paul. We'll be talking about energy again, but in a different application than the way that you and Anthony have been talking about it, and we've all kind of been talking about it. This is a way that they use that electricity to heal.
Very interesting.
Yes, so instead of hurting us, it's going to heal us, because the energy is the energy we are is going to get red. Now, you know, as I always say, we don't practice medicine here on Brain Injury Radio, nor do we believe that there's any one tool of recovery that's the panacea for everybody, but I think most of us agree that, you know, things like the pharmaceutical industry also is not the panacea for all of us, and in fact causes some grief on top of the grief we were taking it for in the first place. And so we look at alternatives, some within the medical, yeah, the traditional medical community, some alternatives, some new age, and whatever works, I say, is interesting. And I won't talk about it anymore. I was just going to announce it because I know that Tracy likes some of that. And Les, you and I have been talking a lot about energy and impulses. So I think you'll find this guest really interesting.
Can I share a tiny bit about what, just a tiny bit. The company I've been talking about, I could never remember their name after I'd get off the phone with them, is EarthCalm. And they're creating something that's supposed to help change the energy fields around in your entire home. And so there is a way to do it according to what they're telling me, and they're sending me a unit to test out the whole for my whole home, and I'm just blown away by that. She said she believes in what we're doing, and so she said, I will send you the whole unit, the whole test. I went, wow, thank you. I didn't expect that. And she wants me to tell how it works on Brain Injury Radio and be my guest. She said she'd rather be on in a couple of weeks because she wants me to test it out and see how it helps me or if it doesn't.
Super.
So I'm
going
to find that out.
Awesome. Well, that'll really be really good, and I'll be anxious to hear because we've been talking about those meters that measure the amount of electricity you've got bubbling through your house and presumably your brain in your house, and so I think that's really cool. We talked a little about the Q-Link, but I'm interested in hearing about what you have to say after you've gotten this thing, and I'll really look forward to having them be guests, because as you know, some people dispute and consider this to be a controversial topic, not a given like we're beginning to or we have. And so it's interesting when a company comes up and blocks, you know, has a product that helps protect us or block us from something that some of the population still finds speculative. But it will be great if it can help you because, Tracy in the group, so I think there's more and more of us that are getting tuned into the fact that these things do affect us. And I noticed that I wasn't getting headaches as bad when I quit using that docking station next to my bed. That alarm clock I got everybody, that I was putting my phone into, that thing was sleeping next to my brain for an hour every night. And since I moved it out of the room, and I don't know, too, it could be how your brain works or how your thoughts work. After we talked about it, I could have psyched myself.
I just want to share a few more seconds, and I won't interrupt, but... Anthony and I have worked a lot on this over the past few weeks, and we've come up with a big list that shows 100% of the scientists that are anybody in the world, the top scientists in the world, say it is bad. There's not even an inkling to say it's not. It's only the power companies and the agencies that run with it to say it's not bad. The people who really know about it say it's bad, bad, bad. It's really bad. And so we need to find out ways to eliminate as much as possible because it's bad. That's all I know to say.
Okay.
I didn't mean to say bad so many times. All right, get back with your groovy stuff.
I'm going to, but I was thinking of something. Is your cell phone near you?
No, it's not right now.
Oh.
But
well, oh, I know what I can do. I know what I could do. Never mind. Never mind. Forget about that. I'm going to play a song really quick. Hang right there. Let's see. We were doing some bluesy stuff. Maybe we'll play our new fella real quick. And you can hear the new fella out there, you new people. And I think we'll play Autonome by Velasquez, the Greek. Right back. That was Velasquez with Autonome. You can find him at VLASISMUSIK, VelasquezMusic.com, or at Facebook.com/VelasquezMusic. He's new on our playlist, so you might want to tell him you heard him on Brain Injury Radio, and he rocks. And thank him. He's a good guy. He plays in a he plays in a band who I'll mention when they let me play their music, including Velasquez. But in the meantime, Velasquez took a hiatus for a little while. He's been back with them for like 11 years. And was with them before. But in between, he stopped and produced two CDs. The one that I enjoy some music off of is called White Dog. The name of the CD is White Dog, and there's quite a few great cuts on it, and a very talented musician and very nice guy. And so we'll let him know that he's being heard. I always like to do that with our, well, with all of our artists, but particularly the new ones, so that they know they're being heard. Go to all that trouble to write music. And so I was thinking about, let's see, Italian sports cars. Why would I think of that? Well, we could put that video in for people to watch if they wanted to, and play the other song. Tell you what I'm going to do, folks. There was a story when I first started looking for my indie musicians. I saw a thing on YouTube, and I will bring you back to it. I'll play a different song first, and then I will give you the site, and you can click on it and watch this guy's other video, because I don't think I can work that fast. But anyway, I liked the song, so I wrote to him, and an agent wrote me back and said that, yes, I could. And so I went to his Facebook to like him and thank him, as I normally do, and everything was in another language. And I was like, what? And it was Italian. I recognized it as Italian. And it turns out that this artist lives in Italy, and he doesn't really speak English. And anyway, so Rescue, I was surprised to find out, wow, isn't the internet cool? There's all these indie musicians all over the world, but I trip on a guy who's in northern Italy, I believe, and there is
how
a
cool
YouTube.
Is that?
Very, very cool, and he's sweet, and I love the video, but it looked like they took this video off last time I was on YouTube with the song I'm going to play right now, and I loved watching him play the piano, but this other video, I'll play the song afterward, and I'll tell you what it is. In fact, I'll tell you now, and then for the people in chat, I'll give you the link you can press on it. But for the people just listening, while I'm playing this other song, you can go to YouTube, and then in their search window, just type in three words, Rescue, R-E-S-C-U-E, Spark, S-P-A-R-K, Out, O-U-T. And we'll watch the video and hear the song together after we hear the same artist, Rescue, sing You're My Star.
Sometimes
The video, and maybe it is still buried on his other one, and I'm going to put the video in for you guys in a minute, but I see that I have a caller, and it just occurred to me that he's in town, so I think that this is the week he's in town. Alan, is that you? Are you in the Big O tonight?
Jim, guess where we're at?
You're at the Roundup.
We're at the Ramada. Yay!
All right. So how is it?
Oh, there was this gentleman that talked at 8 o'clock that was just funnier than funny. Anybody on the comedian circuit, he was just as funny as those guys were. So it was just wonderful. Then we listened to a lady. We listened to a lady from Maryland. She was pretty good. And but we're going to come back tomorrow at 10 o'clock and listen to the other person at 10. Then we're going to go to Perkins.
Are you? So let's see, what'll that be, about 11? No, 11:30?
Yeah, 11. We'll probably be there about 11:15, 11:30. So come join us.
Are you going to go? Isn't there a dance tonight? Wasn't there a dance afterward?
You know,
after the Saturday
for some reason,
night,
I'm just wiped out. I'm wiped out right now as we speak.
Oh, that happens.
Yeah,
so I've had a cold, but that's cool that you're there. Are there like about 3,000 people?
2,000 something, I can't remember.
Yeah.
A lot.
Yeah, the energy is so great. That's probably one of the things that kind of wears you out. You probably had your own reasons for being
just
worn out. But
Tyra, come here. Talk to Kim. She's on the radio.
Oh.
Hi, Kim.
Hey, Kyra, are you having a good time?
Oh, yes, we are. It's always fun to come up here to Omaha and get away from Lincoln. It's like a mini vacation to us. So.
Yeah.
We're going to come up here in the morning. We're going to come up here again and, listen to some people, and then we're going to have breakfast with somebody at Perkins, so maybe we can give you a call in the morning.
Well,
yeah, that'd be really good.
Okay. Oh, good. Alan said he invited you, so that'd be cool if you could come. I would really enjoy speaking to you again.
I know. I'd enjoy speaking to you guys, too. I was home with a cold today. I've kind of got I've had a fever off and on, and I didn't go out to an engagement I had tonight. Kind of a cold. I think I'm the end of all of the full basket I've been carrying around. I think just kind of caught up with me a little bit, but hopefully I'll be feeling better tomorrow. But when I looked up and saw Alan's number on the switchboard, I was like, oh, my God, this is the weekend they're up here.
Cool. Okay. Well, listen, I'm going to let Alan talk to you because I got to put the sponge back up, and I don't like to take the cell phone by the gas pump.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why.
Off. Goodbye. Goodbye,
yeah.
Kyra.
I think I terrified
anyways,
everybody about the cell phone.
No. Anyways, well, I hope we get to see you tomorrow. If not, we'll talk to you on the phone. But here's that one, okay?
All right. All right.
All right. And you get well. Okay.
Thanks. Thanks for calling.
All right. Here he is. Here.
All right.
Yeah, that speaker should be done at 11 tomorrow. So after
okay.
that.
Okay. Cool.
We're going to go. We're going to Perky's.
Perky Perkins. Do you have Perkins,
yeah.
Les Paul? Perkins, it's like a pancake house or Village Inn.
I remember one in Ohio when I was there. I remember going to that one, but we don't have one here. At least
well,
I don't know of one.
No Perky Perkins in South Carolina, I guess. Just us here in the Midwest, Alan. Alan, do you have a Perkins in Lincoln?
Oh, sure. We got two of them.
See everywhere, and I don't even have one.
We got one right in the middle of town, and then we got one right by the airport.
Oh, I think we got about like four of them or something.
Really, four? Wow.
I think so. There's one out on L Street. Well, anyway, get away from that gas pump, Alan. Did you bring the dogs with you?
No. I would like to, but they get bored if they're just in the car by themselves.
It's true. It's pretty hot and humid, too. That wouldn't be good. But, well, I'm glad. So you went home tonight? Are you home now, or are you?
Nope, we're right next to Perky's at the Ramada Inn.
Oh. Are you staying
Kyra's
all night?
Kyra's getting some gas.
Oh.
And so I just decided to call you while we were here.
Well, I'm so glad that you did.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Well, as a matter of fact, what I'll do, since we've got some people in the chat room right now, I know you guys will be taking off and going down, but you know how much I like, here he is. The guy that I'm talking to right now, folks, is Alan Quito, and Alan, hang on just a second. Alan is also a musician. He lives about 50 miles away from me in our capital city, and we got the opportunity to meet. I hardly ever get to meet anybody that I talk to on the show, and it turned out that we had a lot of other things in common as well, and the love of music is one of them. And Alan, one of the ways that he makes money is playing music around town in a couple of the clubs in Lincoln. He ought to bring it up here sometime, but as long as he's out there getting ready to hit the interstate with Kyra, we will, this is an apropos song, Passing Through, both literal and figurative in this case tonight.
You ready to go? Come on, Wigwack, let's go, boy.
Used to have a family, paying union dues, working all day on construction crews. When I lost my tools, then the whistle blew. I can't say I'm staying, I'm only passing through. La la la. La 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 la, I'm only passing through. Leave my home and family, was on a lonely road. Signs kept telling me, far away place to go. When changed my destiny, how was I to know? Can't say I'm staying, I'm only passing through. La la la, la 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 la, I'm only passing. I followed the yellow brick road to the end of a rainbow. A woman standing there living on the dole. She looked away and said, this road has a heavy toll. And I can't say I'm saying I'm only passing through. La la la. La 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 la. I'm only passing through. I've been wandering aimlessly in this wilderness. 15 years behind me, supposed to be my best. Need a light to see, guide me to my rest. I can't say I'm saying I'm only passing through. La la la. La 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 la. I'm only passing through. I'm only passing through.
Yay, Alan. Passing through Omaha tonight with Kyra back to Lincoln. And as we all know, in this life, we are all passing through. Thanks so much for calling in, Alan. And I'm glad you had a great time at the Roundup. And going to be doing it tomorrow. It's another type of recovery group that we both share. And what a turnout. I hear people talking about peer-to-peer support here and, you know, the different events and so forth. And this event usually draws between 2,000 and 3,000 people. And there are survivor speakers, and they usually have a dance ice cream social on Friday night, dance on Saturday night, and then go Sunday morning, have a couple of speakers. And there's nothing like the energy. Talk about evidence of energy of almost 3,000 people holding hands and saying a prayer together at the end of the meeting. You can feel the intensity of the energy. The hair kind of sticks up on the back of your neck and you get goosebumps from doing it. And it's that collective healing unity all there in that moment in time, holding hands and saying a prayer. And it's a pretty awesome experience. Sounds like the speaker was great tonight, and they usually are circuit speakers that come from all over the country. Okay, I promised you guys before a video, Drive Safe, Alan and Kyra, in any case. I'm putting it in, I just put in the chat room. For those of you who might have forgotten, if you did take the time to look, to go to YouTube, to search, and Alan, you can write this down, go to YouTube when you get home and type three words in the search window, rescue, spark, out. And I'm going to play that song now, and you guys can watch the video that you either just found on your own out there listening or the link that's in the chat room. And I think it would be very interesting to hear your interpretation of this video. It's pretty unique, and it's well done, but it's one that kind of makes you, what's that, those things that make you go, yeah, something like that. So for those of you that are watching, and I hope some of you are watching, I'd love to hear what your interpretation is of this video. Go ahead and click it there, and I'm going to play the song right now. This is Rescue with Spark Out. Have you ever seen the video? Watch the video on that?
I just watched it all the way through while you did that. I don't think I have.
Cool.
If I did, I don't remember it.
Don't you think it's kind of cool? It just takes me a little by surprise. Because at first,
me too.
I didn't know if I knew what he was trying to say in that video. I liked the song. And the video is interesting, intriguing. Well, but we don't have a caller to give an interpretation, so I guess you guys are just going to have to check it on your own. That was Rescue. You can find him on YouTube or at the website rescueofficial.com. So, Les, we were talking a little bit earlier about a countdown. And I was thinking 3, 2, 1. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Tracy and Miller.
Not calling Tracy.
Happy birthday to you.
That sounds like a couple of drunks, but sorry, Tracy.
Yeah, Tracy, and we don't even drink, but it's the thought that counts. He told me earlier there's the time delay and all that, and it'll be like a train wreck, and I said, honey, it's the thought that counts. We wanted
but
to know.
But you know what? I was thinking of a different birthday song. That's
they
what
say
threw
it's
me.
Your birthday.
Just say it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you. Say it's your birthday. Happy birthday to you. You're gonna have a good time. Ow! For you. I was thinking you were gonna do that.
Wow. hey, that's awesome. I didn't know the rest of the words to the song. I only remember the, hey, it's your birthday. Hey, it's your birthday. Well, anyway, happy birthday.
We're going to a party. Yes, we're going to a party. You say it's your birthday. Would you like me to dance? Would you like to take a chance? Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. It rocks.
Well, Tracy rocks too, and we wanted to make
as
one of our great producers behind the scene at Brain Injury Radio, that we recognize Tracy's birthday tonight, and so happy she came on air to share part of it. She got the bonus bag when your birthday goes on the weekend. You get, that's one of those yay birthdays because you get to stretch that puppy out all weekend and have a good time. And so I'm so happy she came to share some of that with us. Sorry. Out of breath. Breathless. And speaking of breathless, there's somebody that Les has a crush on. And
I know who you're talking about.
She is not breathless, but she is sometimes speechless.
but you quiver.
You can find her at leahwest.com or facebook.com/leahwest. She's got a lot of videos on YouTube, and she is an angel and just got married not long ago. So if you stop by to tell her you heard her music and you think she's pretty cool, congratulate her on her marriage and wish her much happiness. She's a good gal from Canada. She's up in Canada. So, anyway, Leah West, she's good, good stuff. I see that Alan is still perhaps listening, and somebody, I think he's in your neighborhood. This guy was a singer and had a band at one time and then went through a scary period of his life, like a lot of musicians have, where they lose their voice. They have to have that surgery. There's a real popular Christian singer. I can't think of his name. Huge right now, going through it. But a lot of musicians have, where they have to have that surgery, not talk for a while, and have to wonder whether they're ever going to be able to sing again. And it's scary, scary for him. And this particular guy from Lincoln, I think, Alan. His name is Philip Zach, and now he has a recording studio, and he is doing a little more techno music type stuff than he had done in the past, but he went through his own process of having something very meaningful to him, his means of expression, taken away, and was touch and go for a while there. But check out Arrows and Sound. This is called Lie Awake.
As the tears are falling from my face, with all my fears I long for your embrace. How am I gonna carry on and be the one you lead it on when I'm falling down? Now the tears are falling from your face. I never learned from all of my mistakes. How we gonna carry on? Can anybody be this strong when we're falling down right now?
Check them out at www.arrowsandsound.com or on facebook.com/arrowsandsound. Shows pictures of his studio and his mixing, and it's pretty cool. I think now we're going to swing across the country in Tracy's direction tonight, and I'll dedicate a song to her from one of our bad boys who happens to be in Jersey, not too awfully far away, a lot closer than the guy in Omaha was. This is Francis Jones and the Saviors, and True to Tracy, the name of this song is Beautiful.
You can come to me, I will understand. Sometimes things that shouldn't be are your only plans. And if you get scared, I will protect you. But don't expect an easy life. Nobody has ever got that right. And you can go away from me, I will understand. Sometimes the love that you believe is not the love that's in your hands. And if you get scared, I will protect you. But don't expect an easy life. Nobody has ever got that right. But it will be beautiful.
Up. I didn't catch that. They got some pretty funny videos on YouTube too. They might be PG-13, some of them. As I said, he's in our bad boy group in Joyzy, but really a sweetheart with a big heart. I'm not supposed to say his real name, so we'll stick with Francis Jones and the Saviors. They got several CDs out, and a fun group of boys, young men, fellas, to party with. Of course, I wouldn't know that. I've never been there partying with them, but that one night I had the marathon of music where these artists actually called in. I think we got, geez, I don't know, a dozen of the maybe 15 artists that I had at the time that actually called in during the show and told us a little backstory on the song that I would play. That has been, wow, I bet a couple of years now. I'll have to post that again sometime. Really awesome show for those of you that listen and you like to hear these, hear this music. It was kind of a fun show to have everybody stop in that night. We heard our good angel girl, Leah, and now we're going to hear the hottie, who, again, our cohort in crime on Brain Injury Radio, is going to be going to a second camp out of his neck of the woods and into hers. So I think I'm going to get a hold of her and tell her that she needs to meet Krager in person, because I would love to have somebody I know meet Ari. I've talked to her on the telephone before, and she's fun. Wish I was going to be meeting her in person. I bet you would have a good time. Although I know camping is, like, really fun to you, this might be a little funner. This is Ari Moore. She's the sister to Pam Moore, who was Queensryche for a long time, and has a cousin who plays in Berlin. But as it happens, Ari was my pick, and I think she's a cross between Janis Joplin and herself. But I think of Ari's voice, and I think of Smokin' Hot. This is Stay With Me.
Stay with me. I need a friend, someone to help my mind and brain. Stay with me. The night is cold, my heart is weak, but my fear is bold. Cover me, hold me tight. No need for love, just gave me through the night. Just stay a while, watch me shave. I just a need for you to stay with me. Stay with me. I want a small house, but if I tremble, let me feel your touch. Stay with me. Help me unwind the conversation twisting in my mind. Cover me, hold me tight. No need for love, just get me through the night. Stay wild, watch me sleep. I just don't need for you to stay with me. Yeah. Watch me sleep. I just need for you to stay with me. Yeah, stay with me. I'm here for I'm
Yeah, R.E. Moore. Kreger's going to be camping over in her neck of the woods, and I think it'd be pretty cool, a Jam Fest Central, if they could sing one together. Wouldn't that be fun? She'd give him a run for his money, and she could probably hang with his crazies. I think that would be a video worth seeing. Certainly a tune worth seeing. Craig, you and Ari got to team up and do us a number, especially for radio, Brain Injury Radio, to entertain us. We only have a few minutes left. I think I'm going to play one by Chris Dukes. We'll stay over on the East Coast now or I guess we were on the Pacific Coast. Gosh, I spent so much time in the Midwest, and then we bounced over to the East Coast, the West Coast, Italy, and now we're going to go back to the East Coast for a minute. Song 3 Minutes and 25 Seconds by Chris Dukes. This song is called Reasons, and then I'll come back and tell you all goodnight.
And the more that it rolls, I lose more layers in sight. Here comes a breakdown, that's just what I need. Another shot in the dark, hope the monster feeds. Is there an answer? Is there a way? Keep falling down. I have a tight to this moment, and I have a reason to make a man. Oh, man. Another swing missed, another try to fail. I can only prep for my life. All that I am, I'm a pinrock to a deafening ring, and it bores you ahead. I know nothing. Is there a way? I have a reason. Then hold tight to this moment. Then I have. Why hold tight to the moment? Tell me your reasons. There are some reasons.
That was Reasons by Chris Dukes. You can find him at chrisdukesband.com or facebook.com/ Chris Dukes band. I'd like to thank everybody for coming tonight. Remember, on the 1st and 3rd and 5th, possibly Saturday of each month, Be Positive with Shannon is going to be on Saturdays. And tonight was just kind of an impromptu grooves into Sunday. So happy Sunday, everybody. Enjoy the rest of your birthday celebration. Tracy, thanks Les Paul, Brandy, and all of you on the switchboard and out there listening tonight. I hope you enjoyed the music and that you will sleep well tonight. Thanks to TBI Survivor Network for what do? They sponsor us. God bless them. They sponsor us. And it has been 90 minutes, so I think my time's up, and they're probably going to cut me off. So, again, tune in to my regular show. This is Brain Injury Radio, Hump Night host Kim Justice. Wednesday night, going to be having a very interesting show about reading your cellular memory stored in your body, so make sure to tune in. I'm going to just go out with the trailer, the 51 seconds of, again, Les's Friend, but the trademark for my video and my show, and that is something I believe we all have, and think about that as you go to bed tonight, a guardian angel. God bless everybody. Good night.
God replies, yes, it's your time to